All right, we have an insane story breaking about FBI Director Kash Patel that could spell the end of his tenure as the FBI director who is clearly always in over his head. A 115-page report put together by FBI officials details how the FBI is completely rudderless, that's their quote, completely rudderless, and all effed up under Kash Patel's leadership. Honestly, this only vindicates what we've been saying on this channel. It confirms our deepest suspicions about Kash Patel being rather arrogant, in over his head, maybe not technically like an evil person, but he's somebody who's always walking around with these big wide eyes, like he's hoping nobody asks him what the hell is going on, even though he's the person in charge. There is also this report of Kash Patel basically throwing a tantrum while he was on the ground investigating Charlie Kirk's death. After Charlie Kirk was killed, he flew to Utah Valley University, and he threw a fit over the clothes that he was wearing. We're going to get to all of this in just one second, but before we do, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We're going to be covering this all day, relentless breaking news throughout the holidays and beyond. So just to back up, Kash Patel has not had a good first 10 months as the FBI director. This reads, FBI Director Kash Patel has won... prematurely announced the FBI thwarted a potential terror attack, allowing the suspect to flee. This happened a few months ago. We covered this. Two, falsely claimed Charlie Kirk's suspected killer was in custody when he wasn't. He actually did this two times with two separate people saying, we have the killer, he's in custody. And then he had to walk back that statement and retract it. He is over-indexing on social media announcements so much so that it is hurting his ability to conduct his job as the FBI director. He then says, announced full-forced manhunt for National Guard attacker when the murderer was in custody. So he did the same, he reversed his Charlie Kirk mistake. When the killer was actually in custody this time, he said that there was a full force manhunt. They were going to expel all resources necessary. So this shows you how Kash Patel is always walking around incredibly in over his head, but while he's botching investigation after investigation and running defense for the Epstein files not being released, also it's important to understand that Kash Patel has been using our taxpayer dollars to basically just get laid. He's been flying his girlfriend around on government jets, like they are private jets that they can just use, for their lavish vacations. He gave his girlfriend security in the form of a SWAT team. Listen, if you want to have security as the FBI director and as your girlfriend, I don't even care, but he's expelling resources like SWAT teams to impress his girlfriend. FBI Director Kash Patel has therefore attracted a lot of negative headlines, and there was a report last week that Trump was thinking about firing FBI Director Kash Patel. The White House came out and said this report was false, but it seems like the more information we get, he is causing a lot of problems. Remember this. In response to earlier reporting about his use of government planes, an FBI spokesperson told the Wall Street Journal that Mr. Patel had taken about a dozen personal trips since becoming director. By comparison, during a four-year period, Mr. Mueller, who is known for a grinding work ethic, only took 10 flights out of nearly 300 that required reimbursement. Kash Patel has already beaten that in what, 10 months? In late August, Mr. Patel flew on a government jet from the Washington area to an airport in Scotland. The destination was an exclusive golf resort for a getaway with friends, including former Navy SEALs. All right, you guys get the idea. Kash Patel is a terrible FBI director. This brings us on to his tantrum surrounding the Charlie Kirk assassination. According to a new report from active duty and retired FBI agents, there was a bit of an issue when Patel arrived at Provo in the aftermath of the Kirk assassination. He would not leave the plane without an FBI raid jacket, so they found a female's jacket and gave it to him, and then he demanded the patches off of other people's jackets. He was throwing a tantrum because he wanted to be optically efficient, so he can go on camera and quote-unquote look badass. He wants to go on camera, have an FBI jacket, FBI badges. By the way, we have the... All I Want for Christmas Are the Epstein Files merch on right now. All I Want for Christmas Are the Epstein Files. You can find the merch below this video in the description below. According to Alpha 99, this reads, FBI Director Kash Patel arrived at the Provo Airport in Provo, Utah on September 11th, 2025. This was the day after the assassination. Alpha 99 said that after his plane landed, FBI Director Kash Patel would not disembark from the plane without an FBI jacket. Okay, so he was already being arrogant, throwing a bit of a tantrum, being stubborn. Note, based on Alpha 99's reporting, FBI Director Kash Patel apparently did not have his own FBI raid jacket with him and refused to step out of the plane without wearing one. Alpha 99 went on to say many FBI agents were busy working in the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and that FBI personnel had to stop working and ask around to find an FBI jacket, a medium-sized one that could fit FBI Director Kash Patel. Alpha 99 said there were many large and extra large FBI raid jackets available. Finally, according to Alpha 99, FBI personnel searching for a medium-sized raid jacket that would fit FBI Director Kash Patel finally found one. The large ones wouldn't fit him. They were too big. That raid jacket belonged to one of the female special FBI agents. Alpha 99 then said, the raid jacket belonged to the female FBI special agent, was then delivered to FBI Kash Patel on the plane, but when he was inspecting the jacket, Director Patel noticed two areas of the upper sleeves that did not have Velcro patches attached, and the Velcro patches would read FBI SWAT. Alpha 99 said FBI Director Kash Patel then reportedly said he would not leave the aircraft until he had two patches to cover those areas. According to Alpha 99, members of the FBI SWAT team took patches off of their uniforms and ran those patches over to FBI Director Kash Patel. The patches were then attached to a loaner FBI raid jacket, Alpha 99 said, and FBI Director Kash Patel disembarked from the plane. I'm not going to lie, I would rather Kash Patel do his work in like a tank top or some shitty hoodie than wasting 30 minutes of time interrupting the work of FBI agents in order to get a jacket from a female agent that he then places patches on because he wants to feel big and tough. This is such a show of ego that it honestly fits so perfectly in the Trump administration. Think about it. Trump's administration is full of people who only care about optics, only care about looking good on TV, don't care about the substance of what they're doing. So when Kash Patel lands, he throws an actual tantrum about not having an FBI jacket. And you can tell it's for optical reasons. He wants to look tough because he might have a little bit of little man syndrome, where he's walking around always feeling like he needs to prove himself. And really quickly, I need everyone to understand that we are fighting every single day so this next administration isn't so aggressively, offensively incompetent. Call She right now shows that Governor Gavin Newsom is leading for the Democratic presidential nominee in 2028. Of course, this is subject to change. We do have a lot of time, but he is leading a lot. Under him, you see AOC and Kamala Harris, both also good candidates. But right now, we need to focus on having an administration that can prioritize a restoring of justice. I want to see our next DOJ take a serious look at people like Steve Witkoff, people like Pete Hegseth. Kash Patel hasn't quite broken any laws. He's just being super, super cringe. But I think all of these people need to be looked at. Back to the video. This is a 115-page report coming from 24 FBI sources that are highly respected, multiple subsources coming from within the FBI, and verified anecdotes to illustrate troubling themes that have been seen by many FBI agents. The case of a medium-sized jacket is just one example of many. That's the example that I just read, of course. And this is a legit document. This is a legit report. It's written as if it's an FBI report. So it's written 115 pages as if it's a scathing analysis of somebody's job, because it is, but it's just their director. And this isn't a report that was actually commissioned. They just realized, holy shit, things are getting so bad, we need to write a report about Kash Patel. This report, prepared by a group of active duty and retired agents and analysts, blasted his leadership as dismal and warned that the FBI has become all fucked up and a rudderless ship under his guidance. Sources described Patel in particular as insecure and in over his head. Honestly, you can kind of see the insecurity dripping off of him. And I'm not even saying this to like be mean or to rag on him. This is beyond politics. I see videos of Kash Patel and I see the way that he speaks, and it reminds me of people in high school that always had something to prove. Always had something to prove to the people around them. And it's like, dude, you would be a lot more cool if you weren't always trying to prove how cool you were. Kash Patel gives me those same vibes. And I think this story that we just read actually shows that. He wants to be seen as cool. Listen, everybody wants to be seen as cool, but when you're the FBI director, you got to have the self-awareness to prioritize your work rather than being seen cool. I think everybody wants to be cool, I guess, but Kash Patel, it comes at the expense of his work. The report, which comes just days after Trump was forced to deny rumors that he's planning to fire Kash Patel, calls the FBI director out for undermining the investigation into right-wing activist Charlie Kirk's killing by sharing too much information too soon. Patel is described by sources as fixated on his personal image, in one case allegedly ordering a polygraph test in a bid to root out FBI personnel who criticized him. Okay, that's beyond ego. That's paranoia. He is paranoid that people are trying to criticize him. He gets that from Donald Trump, by the way, the idea that you can just, you know, shit on people, polygraph people, fire people if they dissent or criticize you. I'm going to leave it there. We clearly have some problems at the highest level of our government, and if you want us to continue breaking this down with facts, with truth, and with brevity, then subscribe below. I love you all. Peace out.